Hello, I'm Claire Balding, and you are at post 6 of the Happy Valley and Farthing Downs Nature Trail. On the ground at either side of this path, you may notice small mounds within the grassland. These are anthills, the homes of yellow meadow ants, and are commonly found on grazed downland. These anthills can last for many years because the ants continually add to them, packing the earth firmly down as they excavate and build. Livestock grazing creates perfect conditions for the anthills to survive. If these fields had been maintained by tractor, the tops would be cut off each year by the cutter blades, and the anthills would never have a chance to grow to their current height. You might have noticed that there are no anthills on the mown paths for this reason. The ants build their nest below ground level in the early stages, and later extend it into a mound of waste material above. This mound has a larger surface area than the surrounding flatter grassland, and so warms up more quickly in the sunlight. It can be as much as 10 degrees centigrade higher than the surrounding air inside an ant's nest. The mounds are elongated and up to roughly 30 centimetres high, with one flatter side facing east to catch the early morning sunshine. Beneath the surface, the anthill contains many different chambers, each with its own special purpose. In one of these, the queen produces eggs which are collected by worker ants and stored in nursery chambers. The larvae and pupae are moved around the nest according to the outside temperature and moisture. Foraging ants bring prey back to the nest, which will be stored in a food chamber until needed. There are even cemetery chambers where the ants keep their dead. Anthills are very good places to look for grasshoppers or lizards, as they like to bask on the warm, dry surface. You may notice some anthills which appear to have been dug into, exposing bare soil. It's likely that these have been plundered by badgers in search of ant eggs to eat. The green woodpecker is frequently seen on the downs. It often feeds on the ground and is particularly fond of ants. Listen out for its distinctive laugh-like call, which is known as a yaffle. To continue walking the nature trail, carry on along this diagonal path, cross over a mown path by a bench, and you will reach post 7.